news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Biloxi Police Department on a lookout and search for a killer of one of their officers. We'll get you details there. And U.S. naval assets moving to the Middle East. Of that and a whole lot more on the way. 81 for a high today, heading around 62 as we get started. Dr. Bill's forecast up after traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, so far we've had a pretty good ride. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. No accidents from the 1065 split from Government Street traveling downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. So far, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, light traffic on the way in. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday through the end of July in downtown Mobile, running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by to get locally produced fruits, veggies, plants, and flowers. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kelly, Kane with traffic. Glad to have you along as well. Text line is open at 343-0106. Coming up around 6:25, we'll check in with Katarina Lukatich from News 5, who is live in Biloxi. As of last night, a Biloxi police officer was shot in front of police headquarters in the parking lot of Biloxi Police Department. There is a search for the gunman going on now. We'll get more details coming up with Katarina in just a little bit. And details and headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A date has now been set for former Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard to appeal his ethics conviction. The Alabama Supreme Court will hear oral arguments June the 4th. 2 months ago, justices announced that they would review this case. 3 years ago, Hubbard was known as one of the state's most influential Republicans. The ethics charges, though, brought his political career to a halt. In 2016, he was charged with improperly asking lobbyists and company executives for work and investments in his own businesses. At issue, the Alabama Attorney General's office says that Hubbard used his public office for private gain. His defense lawyers, though, are arguing their client did not break the law. Hubbard was sentenced to 4 years in prison, but he is now free on bond as he appeals. A small plane was forced to make a crash landing Sunday morning at the Mobile downtown airport. Airport officials confirmed the single-engine aircraft was forced to the ground due to a problem with the landing gear. According to the Mobile Airport Authority, the plane is a general aviation aircraft based out of Brooklyn. The pilot made the quick decision to land on the grass very close to runway 32. Thankfully, no one was injured. The crash did not impact the airport as the terminals remained open. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
106.5. Want to make a job change? Looking for your first job? Either way, you'll want to be at the 21st Annual Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You'll be able to meet with hundreds of businesses offering positions and training opportunities. FM Talk 106.5 will be broadcasting live from noon to 2. Join us at the largest comprehensive job fair in the region. The Business Expo and Job Fair this Thursday at the grounds, presented by the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Biloxi police officer is shot and killed, and police are looking for the gunman this morning. The officer was gunned down in the parking lot of Biloxi's police headquarters late Sunday night. The gunman walked up to the uniformed officer, shot the officer multiple times, then ran away. You can find pictures of the suspect on WKRG.com. Hundreds will pay their respects to a Baker High School graduate who died during Navy boot camp. A funeral service will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at Cottage Hill Baptist Church. Authorities believe 18-year-old Kelsey Nobles died of cardiac arrest during training. Pastor Alan Floyd.
I think that we'll see in this service friends and family. We'll see through the tears. We'll see through the comments that she certainly lived a life to influence others.
Almost 4 months after shutting down operations, Gulf Coast Ducks could be making a comeback. The tour boats were forced to stop operating in Mobile because of insurance costs. A recent Facebook post suggests the boats may soon return to the port city. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast. Even if you watch what you spend, whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form, present a valid social security number, and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile. Get all of your lawn and garden questions answered.
When should I water it, night or during the day?
What's going to be the best kind of grass to plant if you're not going to irrigate water?
With Bill Finch and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday morning from 9 till 11, your personal yard consultant, Bill Finch, will teach you about gardening in our unique corner of the world.
I did not know that.
Press registered gardening columnist and director of the Mobile Botanical Gardens, Bill Finch, and Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast, Sunday mornings from 9 till 11.
If you love mud bugs, listen up. Crawfish for a Cause is coming to the grounds in Mobile Saturday, May 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Tickets include all-you-can-eat crawfish with beverages for $30. There will also be a silent auction, live music, and activities for the kids. Tickets are limited and are only pre-sale online at eventbrite.com. Proceeds go to USA Health University Hospital's Arnold Letterman Regional Burn Center.
The most controversial finish in the history of the Kentucky Derby. The Atlanta Braves get another series sweep, and the second round of the NBA and NHL playoffs roll on. It's 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby.
The 145th Kentucky Derby ran on Saturday afternoon. Maximum Security went off as the pre-race favorite and won the 1.25-mile race by 1.5 lengths. But 22 minutes after crossing the finish line, Maximum Security became the second winner to be disqualified in the 145-year history of the Derby, and 65-1 long shot Country House was named the winner after finishing in second.
So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby with Flavian Pratt at 65-1.
There was actually another DQ back in 1969 where the winner was alleged to have been using, I guess, horse steroids. So they
But that one was like weeks afterwards, or something, that they got the blood work done?
Way after the fact. So this was the first Kentucky Derby where the winner was disqualified on the same day, right after the race, for something that he did during the race. Maximum Security was disqualified after two jockeys claimed foul following the race. It was ruled that the horse moved three lanes to his right, dangerously interfering with War of Will. War of Will's bumped into another horse's lane, and there was a short domino effect of horses trying to avoid colliding. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission released a short statement after the race that explained their decision but did not take any questions. And now, according to Sports Illustrated writer Tom Layden, Maximum Security's owner Gary West says that he may appeal the decision, although it may fall on deaf ears, as the commission's rules don't usually allow for appeals.
And wouldn't all the gambling debts have been paid now? Like, if you changed it, didn't people already get paid on their tickets?
Racing? I don't know if they paid out during those 22 minutes. At least
No. I'm saying, so now let's say, so it's Country House is the winner. Did the people who had Country House get paid?
Yes.
Okay. So if there's an appeal that would, which it doesn't sound like, but it would be overturned, you couldn't, those people are going to give their money back.
No, they're not going to give it back. I'm not sure. I guess the Derby, they could probably ask, and all these sports books and offshore sports books that take action, they could. Most of them probably on goodwill would just allow it to slide, because I'm not sure they took very many bets on Country House.
Right.
But there are a few out there that won big on the second longest long shot in the history of the Derby to win the race. Maximum Security knocked down to 17th place in the final results. That's one behind the last horse that he interfered with. So of the horses that got interfered with, the last one finished in 16th place. So that knocks Maximum Security down to 17th. Country House, like I said, became the second longest odds winner in the Derby's history. Code of Honor finished second, with Tacitus finishing third. Coming up in two Sundays, the second leg of the Triple Crown with the Preakness in Baltimore. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto beat Philadelphia 101-96 to even the second round series at two games apiece.
Time's going to run out, though, on the 76ers. As the Raptors come back, bounce back with resilience in a robust way to win game four to even the series at two games apiece.
Raptors forward Kawhi Leonard added to his historic postseason run with 39 points and 14 rebounds. In the first nine games of the 2019 playoffs, Leonard's become the first player in NBA postseason history to average 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists while making more than 65% of his shots. Series now moves north of the wall, back to Toronto for Game 5 tomorrow night. In the second game yesterday, Denver beat Portland 116-112 to tie their series at two games apiece. Denver's Nikola Jokic picked up his second triple-double in a row with 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Denver's Jamal Murray led all scorers with 34 points. Game 5 moves back to Denver tomorrow night. Tonight, there are two games on the schedule. At 6, Game 4 in Boston between the Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee leads that series 2-1, followed by Houston hosting Golden State. The Warriors lead that series 2-1. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues beat Dallas 4-1 to tie their series at 3 games apiece and force a Game 7 in St. Louis tomorrow night. Tonight, there are two games with two teams that could move into the conference finals with wins. At 6 p.m., Columbus hosts Boston in Game 6. Boston leads that series 3-2. And then at 9 p.m., Colorado hosts San Jose. The Sharks lead that series 3-2 and could advance to the Western Conference Finals with a win. In the majors over the weekend, weekend, the Atlanta Braves finished a three-game sweep of Miami with a 3-1 win over the Marlins in 10 innings yesterday. It's the Braves' third series sweep of the season and their 23rd sweep of the Marlins in the 27-year season history between the teams.
I got you.
In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost 3 in a row to the Montgomery Biscuits and lost 4 of the 5 games in the road series. The Bay Bears begin a 10-game homestand and 5-game series against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp tonight, with Game 1 set for 6:35 at the Hank. And in college ball, South Alabama beat Little Rock 9-8 and completed a 3-game sweep over the Trojans to move within 1 game of first place in the Sun Belt's East Division. The Jags play at Southeastern Louisiana tomorrow night. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and let's look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, I'm going to mash up the worlds of sports and politics in just a second. As President Trump tweeting not long after the Kentucky Derby finished, and to kind of analyze this tweet and what he was saying here.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, not a bad start so far this morning. Coming in across the Bayway from Daphne and Spanish Fort, downtown Mobile. From Airport, Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65, we've had light traffic so far and no major delays. Tillman's Corner and Theodore also looking good this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
6:22 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. We'll check in with Katarina Lukatic from News 5 live from Biloxi in just a second. Right now, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Dothan this morning as a teacher is arrested and charged with engaging in a sex act with a student under the age of 19. WSFA-TV reports that the Dothan City Schools notified police of a report about a high school teacher named Julia Engel. And after investigators interviewed Engel and two students, the 29-year-old teacher was arrested. Engel's being held on a $30,000 bond. More charges could be filed as this investigation is still ongoing. Police are hoping that anyone with more information will step forward and call their police department at area code 334-615-3000. A second arrest has been made in a brutal attack on an 81-year-old woman here in Mobile. 24-year-old Terrence Nelson has been arrested. He's charged with first-degree robbery charges as police arrested him back on May the 2nd. Now, earlier that same day, 28-year-old Francilla Chastain was also arrested. She's charged with robbery first, assault first, elder abuse first, and theft of property first. The attack on Margaret Campbell happened on April the 30th at her home on Dolphin Island Parkway. At this hour, she remains in critical care at the hospital. The Mobile Police Department is looking for a few good men and women to join their police force. If you've always wanted to help protect our community, now is your chance as the Mobile Police Department is now recruiting. The next police academy starts. Well, that class starts September the 16th. Training is absolutely free. A recruiter will contact you if you're looking for a possible job change or have ever considered a career in law enforcement. There's a form available at mobilepd.org. You also can follow the police department on Twitter at MobileAL. Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
625, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. We will beginning probably after Dr. Bill. We'll link up with Katarina Lukacic from News 5. She is live in Biloxi outside of police headquarters where a Biloxi police officer, we do not have a name yet, Biloxi police officer was shot in the parking lot. Now, I want you to go to our news partners at WKRG, to their website or their Facebook page, and we can share it on our Facebook page too, because they have the pictures of the suspect in this. They're not perfect pictures, but they're from like a, you would think that the security cam outside, I guess, or maybe not, maybe you would think the security cam outside police departments would be really very good, but maybe not actually. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, that it's the police department that they don't have these. I mean, there's pictures of the suspect here. It's not in HD, but they're saying they're searching for the suspect. Black male, between 5'7", 5'10", thin build, red beanie, and a black shirt. But the picture is not super clear, but I mean, you could definitely see, you know, everything I just described, but it's not, I mean, it's not like it's a real good photo image, which is part of what's going on this morning, is we're looking for that suspect, and this is this happened last night about 10:30.
Yeah, and these images certainly, although they're not super clear HD, better than a lot of images you have to work with when we're looking for a suspect, and it's chilling if this is right before or after the killing, because the alleged killer here, smiling on his face.
Smiling. You saw that too?
Yeah, in the images. And you wonder if this was a planned attack.
Well, and I guess you can't. I can guess. I have no determination on fact here, but I mean, you got to imagine somebody comes up in the parking lot of the police department, shoots the officer multiple times, and walks off. There has to be some thought in advance of that. Well, we'll find out. It just seems like it was something planned. I'm not saying it is. It seems like.
And like last night, I went to bed after watching the 10 p.m. news, thought everything was rosy, nothing bad happening, and then this news came, because I guess at around 10:30, like Sean said, at the Lopez Cuave Public Safety Center on Porter Avenue in Biloxi, that's where this murder happened, where a police officer shot down in the parking lot.
All right, we will get a live report from Katarina here in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill Williams. And, we'll get the president's tweet. Well, I'll just read through it quickly. And I will say, once again, I know that the fun of the president is that he can tweet and have no filter and get directly to the American people. But y'all get him a spell check on the, Kentucky has a C in it there. President tweets here, the Kentucky Derby decision was not a good one. It was a rough and tumble race on a wet and sloppy track. Actually, a beautiful thing to watch. Only in these days of political correctness could such a overturn occur. The best horse did not win the Kentucky Derby.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Biloxi police officer is shot and killed, and police are looking for the gunman this morning. The officer was shot multiple times in the parking lot of Biloxi's police headquarters late Sunday night. Authorities say the shooter ran from the scene.
Just a numbing realization that she's really gone.
It could take weeks to confirm whether human remains found in Bayou Sara or Daniela Vian, a mother from Mobile, missing for 9 months. Police confirm it was Vian's car that was pulled from the water Friday. Vian's grandmother spoke to News 5.
Of course, I want to know what happened to her. I want to know eventually. But really, all of that is kind of unsubstantial. It just doesn't really matter because she's gone now.
A Pensacola teenager is missing this morning. 15-year-old Abby Doster was last seen leaving Escambia County High School in Pensacola Friday afternoon. Investigators believe she is still in Northwest Florida. You can find her picture on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, We have what it takes.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking
whipped,
for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
A U.S. aircraft carrier group is heading to the Middle East, signaling U.S. intentions to head off any threats from Iran. U.S. intelligence believes Iran and allied forces may be planning attacks on U.S. targets in the Middle East. The Mississippi River is expected to crest today near St. Louis, but another 1 to 3 inches of rain seems to be on the way, and that could cause a second crest midweek. The problem in Texas and Oklahoma is stormy winds, as meteorologist Chad Myers tells us.
By later on tonight, big storms across the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma Panhandle. Will be tornadoes on the ground. Yesterday, 19 tornadoes were on the ground. We won't see that many today, but we may see that many more tomorrow. Another big day from Amarillo right down to Lubbock for tomorrow afternoon.
Russia's transportation minister says 41 bodies have been recovered from the burned wreckage of an Aeroflot jetliner at a Moscow airport, 6 people hospitalized. Israel and Palestinian militants have apparently reached a ceasefire, ending 2 days of fighting that killed 23 on the Gaza side and 4 Israelis. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Trade tensions could move back to the forefront within the auto sector after President Trump's surprise threat to drastically ramp up U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. Citi analysts say while we have had a hiatus in the trade war so far in 2019, with China reducing tariffs on U.S.-produced autos from 40% to 15%, the latest headlines may signal a return to protectionism. Citi says German luxury carmakers BMW and Daimler look the most exposed of European manufacturers. Their shares are sharply lower this morning. Avengers Endgame continued its global domination at the box office in a second week victory lap that saw the blockbuster cross the $2 billion mark in record time and unseat Titanic as the second highest grossing film ever worldwide. Endgame added $144 million from North American theaters and $282 million internationally, bringing its global total to $2.2 billion. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Good morning, everyone. The Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a good ride coming in from Baldwin County across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. For now, Airport, Old Shell, Moffitt, Spring Hill, and 65 looking good with light traffic. Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Range Line, Halls Mill, Highway 90 all running smooth. Jubilee Roofing today, Megan Truss. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35, FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
There's some interesting weather on Saturday. Dalton and I were just talking about the warnings going off on Saturday and not seeing anything. Now, I guess not seeing any tornadic activity, but severe thunderstorm warnings going off as that front started to make its way through.
Yeah, that all preceded a cold front that is now out over the Gulf of Mexico, in fact, well offshore. And that gave us a pretty nice day yesterday, and it's going to give us some good weather for, well, today and also through Wednesday. But the second half of the week, we're going to see rain in the forecast, particularly thunderstorms, and mainly during the afternoon hours, although on the weekend we could see numerous showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. But for today, sunny skies, very pleasant, around 85 degrees so this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We will cool into the 60s. In fact, down around 61, 62 degrees for tonight. And then tomorrow, the big high-pressure system over starts to move on to the east toward the Atlantic seaboard. And we're going to continue to warm up, 88 degrees for tomorrow afternoon, but we should have plenty of sunshine. Looking ahead now to Wednesday, a few clouds move into the picture, partly cloudy, around 85 degrees. And then on Thursday, it'll be partly cloudy, and we'll see a few scattered afternoon thunderstorms as a cold front slowly approaches Mississippi and Alabama. So we'll see some scattered afternoon thunderstorm activity and high about 85. Friday, again, some scattered thunderstorm activity with temperatures in the mid-80s. And the same thing on Saturday. A weather front that will be approaching Mississippi and Alabama will stall right across the central portion of both states Friday and Saturday. And that's where we'll see some scattered thunderstorm activity, especially in the afternoon. And then on Sunday, it looks like a pretty good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity and a high in the low 80s. So you can see the first half of the week looks great. Second half, we're going to need the umbrella.
It's as the cold fronts, I guess it's the harbinger of the time of year, as the cold fronts are passing, not really that cold behind them. I mean, like you said, drier and cooler this morning, definitely in the 60s, but not having the punch they did just a month ago.
Yeah, really don't. But it did bring in some drier air, low humidity. Enjoy it. The next front that comes in, as I mentioned, is going to stall, and we'll start to see that now. As we go through May, June, July, August, and even into September, those fronts generally stall out and do not reach the Gulf Coast. And, of course, we then have warm, humid weather through the summer.
There we go. Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. 6:38, we'll check in with Kelly for headlines next.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
All right, 6:38, FM Talk 106.5. Time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 in your health news this morning. With a recent measles outbreak, many adults are wondering if they need to get vaccinated once again, especially since the news broke that a 5-month-old baby girl from Bell City, Alabama, is currently recovering from the virus. According to the CDC, one dose of MMR vaccine is sufficient protection for most U.S. adults born on or after 1957. MMR stands for measles, mumps, rubella. Adults are also considered safe from the highly contagious virus if they were born before 1957 or have laboratory confirmation of immunity of the disease. Only adults who are considered at high risk need two doses of MMR. Each dose is separated by at least 28 days. People at high risk are those who are students at post-high school educational institutions or possibly healthcare personnel or are international travelers. Their doses are separated, again, by at least 28 days. Current CDC recommendations issued back in 1989 $29. Call for two doses of the MMR vaccine, the first given to a child between ages 12 and 15 months, and then the second dose between 4 and 6 years of age. According to the CDC, two doses of the vaccine provides protection against the disease 97% of the time. And for the remaining 3%, if they do contract measles, they're likely to have a milder illness and are less likely to spread the disease to other people. According to the Alabama Department of Health, there are currently more than 30 open measles investigations in the state of Alabama. Headlines in the state of Georgia have a direct connection to Alabama after 82 people are arrested on child pornography charges. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says that Friday, 31 people were arrested in Georgia, most of them involved in charges of possessing or distributing child pornography. The GBI says that some were charged after making plans to have intercourse with people the suspects met online and believed were minors, but actually they were law enforcement officers. About 170 agencies took part in Operation Southern Impact 3, which was planned for 4 months. Arrests happened in Alabama, Florida, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia after 3 days of undercover operations, executing search warrants and other actions. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Biloxi police officer is shot and killed, and police are looking for the gunman this morning. The officer was gunned down in the parking lot of Biloxi's police headquarters late Sunday night. The gunman walked up to the uniformed officer, shot the officer multiple times, then ran away. You can find pictures of the suspect on WKRG.com. Hundreds will pay their respects to a Baker High School graduate who died during Navy boot camp. A funeral service will be held this morning at 10 o'clock at Cottage Hill Baptist Church. Authorities believe 18-year-old Kelsey Nobles died of cardiac arrest during training. Pastor Alan Floyd.
I think that we'll see in this service, friends and family, we'll see through the tears, we'll see through the comments, that she certainly lived a life to influence others.
Almost 4 months after shutting down operations, Gulf Coast Ducks could be making a comeback. The tour boats were forced to stop operating in Mobile because of insurance costs. A recent Facebook post suggests the boats may soon return to the port city. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
And I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
The most controversial finish in the history of the Kentucky Derby, another Atlanta Braves sweep, and round two of the NBA and NHL playoffs rolls on. 6:43 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The 145th Kentucky Derby ran on a rainy Saturday afternoon. Maximum Security went off as the pre-race favorite and won the 1.25-mile race by 1.5 lengths. But 22 minutes after crossing the finish line, Maximum Security became the second winner to be disqualified in the 145-year history of the Derby, the first winner to be disqualified on the day of the Derby. And 65-1 Longshot Country House was named the winner after finishing in second.
So for the first time in the history of the Kentucky Derby, the horse that crossed the line first has been disqualified. After the objection, Country House wins the Kentucky Derby with Flavian Pratt at 65-1.
Maximum Security was DQ'd after two jockeys claimed foul after the race. It was ruled that the horse moved three lanes to his right, dangerously interfering with War of Will. War of Will's bumped into another horse's lane, and there was a short domino effect of horses trying to avoid collisions. The Kentucky Horse Racing Commission released a short statement after the race explaining their decision, but did not take questions. Now, according to Sports Illustrated writer Tom Layden, Maximum Security's owner Gary West says that he may appeal the decision, although it may fall on deaf ears as the commission's rules don't usually allow for appeals. Maximum Security was knocked down to 17th place in the final results. Country House became the second longest odds winner in the Derby's history. Code of Honor finished second, with Tacitus in third. Now coming up in two Sundays, the second leg of the Triple Crown with the Preakness in Baltimore. I guess two Saturdays from now, not two Sundays. In the NBA playoffs, Toronto beat Philadelphia 101-96 to even the second round series at two games apiece.
Time's going to run out, though, on the 76ers as the Raptors come back, bounce back with resilience in a robust way to win game four to even the series at two games apiece.
Raptors forward Kawhi Leonard added to his historic postseason with 39 points and 14 rebounds. In the first nine games of the 2019 playoffs, Leonard's become the first player in NBA postseason history to average 30 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists while making more than 65% of his shots. The series now moves north of the wall, back to Toronto. They'll have Game 5 tomorrow night. In the second game yesterday, Denver beat Portland 116-112 to tie their series at two games apiece. Denver's Nikola Jokic picked up his second triple-double in a row with 21 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists. Denver's Jamal Murray led all scorers with 34 points. Game 5 moves back to Denver tomorrow night. Tonight, there are two games on the schedule. At 6, Game 4 in Boston between the Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee leads 2-1, followed by Houston hosting Golden State. The Warriors lead that series 2-1. In the NHL playoffs, the St. Louis Blues beat Dallas 4-1 to tie the series at 3 games apiece and force a series-deciding Game 7 in St. Louis tomorrow night. Tonight, there are two games with two teams that could move into the conference finals with wins. At 6 p.m., Columbus hosts Boston. Boston leads that series 3-2. And then at 9 p.m., Colorado hosts San Jose. The Sharks lead that series 3-2 and could advance to the Western Conference Finals with a win. In the majors over the weekend, the Atlanta Braves finished a 3-game sweep over Miami with a 3-1 win against the Marlins in 10 innings yesterday. It's the Braves' third series sweep of the season and their 23rd sweep of the Marlins in the 27-season history between the teams. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears lost 3 in a row to the Montgomery Biscuits and lost 4 of the 5 games in the road series. The Bay Bears begin a 10-game homestand and 5-game series against the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, with Game 1 set for 6:35 tonight at the Hank. And in college ball, South Alabama beat Little Rock 9-8 and completed a 3-game sweep over the Trojans to move within 1 game of first place in the Sun Belt's East Division. The Jags play at Southeastern Louisiana tomorrow. 6:48 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, accident-free conditions continue in light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway. For now, Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, it's no delays. And again, if you're traveling through Mobile, a couple accidents we've had have been moved into parking lots pretty quick. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history with the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. For tickets, call 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be warm with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Buying a home or selling your home doesn't have to be stressful. It can be fun and actually exciting. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the Eastern Shore, or the beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me 591-2144. 591-2144.
650 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. On the way, Katarina Lukacic from News 5 to update us on that search going on right now for a killer of a Biloxi police officer. We'll get to that in just a second. Right now, Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fire at a local RV park claims the life of a dog at this hour. Still too early to know if the fire was accidental in nature, as firefighters responded to that RV park in Theodore Sunday afternoon on Hamilton Boulevard. Crews were able to quickly knock down those flames. The dog, though, was found inside the camper. The investigation continues as to what may have ignited that camper and if the RV owners were even in town or the amount of damages involved. Before you answer the next phone call, know this: a new scam is aimed at swiping your hard-earned money. FCC says that scammers are targeting specific area codes, often calling the number several times, and if you have a 251 area code, you are being targeted. Here's how it works. When you answer the phone, the other person on the other end usually hangs up before you can answer, or they remain silent as you keep saying hello, hello, hello. They may continue to call you back in hopes that you will see the same number and then try to call them back. The FCC says the plan works when you call them back and you're charged a toll charge, which is similar to a 900 number. Those charges would then be paid to the scammers. Now, scammers have technology that allows them to make massive amounts of calls on the cheap and easily, and they're also able to hide their identity. The FCC wants you to know, do not call back numbers you do not recognize, especially those appearing to originate overseas. Be sure to file a complaint with the FCC. If you've received these calls, you can do so by going to www.fcc.gov/complaints. If you've never made international calls, consider talking to your phone company about blocking outbound international calls to prevent accidental toll calls, and be sure to check your phone bill for charges you do not recognize. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FM Talk 106.5. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama. 653 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, to speaking of the outdoor show there, Conservation Advisory Board met over the weekend. They're the people that sign off on ideas and changes for game and fish regulations. And some things were moved and changed. We'll talk about those more coming up this Saturday, or you can interact over on our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors on Facebook. Now, I know we got lots of followers on FM Talk 106.5 on Facebook, but to remember, you're an outdoors fan, there is another place for you. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors. Just search for that on Facebook. All right, you talked about the Kentucky Derby, and what a weird deal, because I mean, it was, I saw what I thought was the win for maximum security.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up and maybe had grabbed a beverage or was doing something. Then I hear all the hubbub going on the TV to walk back over. And the hubbub was that the winner was DQ'd.
Yeah, I watched and, like so many others, flipped the channel immediately afterwards, only to find out later that they DQ'd Maximum Security. And news coming in today, the owner says he's filing an appeal and that Maximum Security will not run at the Preakness in 2 weeks.
Really?
So that's some breaking news. He said there's no use if his horse can't win the Triple Crown.
So really? So if little, it's not
he's hardballing it right now, I think.
And one thing you said that there may be with this appeal and maybe going back and changing things, what would that mean? I mean, there's not a whole bunch of people that bet on Country House, but I'm worried that that would be places offshore gambling and all this. We'd have to pay people for a win that didn't pay them for maximum security on Saturday.
I'm not sure how that would work out if they flipped the decision again, but I highly doubt they'll give maximum security the win.
All right, 6:55 FM Talk 106.5. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Also, check in with News 5's Katarina Lukatich, who is live in Biloxi. Katarina.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Let's talk about the situation over there. There is a manhunt now for a killer of a police officer. Lay out this story for us.
Yeah, so this all happened around 10 or 10:30 last night. This is really outside of the Biloxi Police Department on Porter Avenue, not too far from Keesler Air Force Base here. Officers saying that a uniformed police officer was in the parking lot when a man just walked up to him, fired several shots at that officer, and then ran away. So this seemed to have been an ambush-style attack. Not sure if the man knew the officer in any way or if this was random. So throughout the night and into this morning, there's been really an all-out manhunt for this suspect. The photos are on my Facebook page and also on WKRG.com. Police here just asking everyone to give that photo a share, because with it being so long since that shooting happened, I mean, that person really could be anywhere at this point this morning.
Yeah, we're looking at that photo, and it looked to us, I mean, I hate to say this, that the person was smiling in the photograph.
Yeah, is what it seemed to be like. And so the shooting actually happened outside of the police department. That photo was taken at some point the person had walked into the public safety complex here inside the police department. So I'm assuming that happened before the shooting happened.
Now, this the search going on, you're in Biloxi Live this morning, but I imagine we're talking about it probably to the east and west of Biloxi and to the north, as this person, like you said, could be anywhere out there.
Yeah, so that's, as for the status of the search, we're supposed to get an update from police at 9 o'clock this morning with some more information. We could learn who that officer is, if the suspect knew that officer in any way or if it was random.
All right, we're going to check back with you soon. You are live in Biloxi. Katarina Lukatich with News 5. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and we'll keep you updated. That story just breaking last night. And as of this morning, they're looking for our help. So you need to go look at those pictures.
Yeah, look at the pictures. If you haven't been able to, you need to. But a thin suspect between 5'7" and 5'10", looks like an African-American male, wearing a red beanie and black shirt in the images.
I'll check out the pictures, and we're coming right back. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings.